This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. Ahead of a meeting of the European Union to discuss reinstating sanctions in Belarus for human rights abuses, the Belarusian leadership began releasing thousands of detainees and issued a rare public apology. It's a bid to quell nationwide street protests that pose the biggest challenge to President Alexander Lukashenko's 26-year rule. Hundreds of friends and family, many of them in tears, stood outside a detention center waiting to give food, water, and blankets to people emerging from inside early Friday. Some of the protesters had bruises and described being tightly packed inside cells and complained of mistreatment. The deputy interior minister denied the prisoners were abused and said all detainees would be freed by morning. At least two protesters have died and around 6,700 were detained this week in a crackdown following Lukashenko's contested re-election that has prompted the West to consider new sanctions. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday that it has seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State relied on to finance their organizations and violent plots. Law enforcement officials said the groups used the accounts to solicit donations, including by trying to raise money from the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials describe it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency funds related to terrorism. It's also part of a broader Justice Department goal of disrupting the financing of extremist organizations. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States, more than 104,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half the global figure. This is VOA News. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is calling for a nationwide protective mask mandate, heeding experts' predictions that it could save 40,000 lives from coronavirus over the next 3 months in the U.S. The Democratic presidential candidate also responded to those who push back against such mandates, saying that this is America, be a patriot, protect your fellow citizens, step up, do the right thing. Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. Again, that is a statement from Mr. Biden. With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled, both sides and the political parties played the blame game Thursday rather than make any serious moves to try to break their stalemate. The U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding for the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food and aid, and rapid testing for the virus at her weekly news event, blasting Republicans as not giving a damn and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay grinds into September. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro Thursday defended his government's handling of Brazil's coronavirus pandemic after the national death toll topped 100,000, confronting its most lethal outbreak since the Spanish flu a century ago. Brazil reported its first cases of the novel coronavirus at the end of February. The virus took 3 months to kill 50,000 people and just 50 days to kill the next 50,000. Bolsonaro, who has called COVID-19 a little flu, says he recovered from his own infection thanks to hydroxychloroquine, an antimalarial drug that remains unproven against the coronavirus. Speaking on Thursday, the Brazilian leader said citizens must exercise caution amid the pandemic, but warned of the economic fallout of the coronavirus. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday that they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S. brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to U.S. President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election and reflected a change in Middle East in which shared concerns about archenemy Iran have largely overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal amounts to treason and should be reversed. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. And China's Commerce Ministry said Friday it has started an anti-subsidy probe into import from the United States of polyphenylene ether, a polymer prized for its heat resistance and used in automotive and electronics industries. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. In broad-